there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. Today's episode is especially exciting. My guests, Anna and Boston, are part of a team launching the Maine Youth Political Portal this Friday, October 11th. This platform has been carefully curated to provide resources that'll help young people learn how to run for political office. It's a model that can and should be replicated in every state across the country to engage our youth in a political process that desperately needs them. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to two of my new friends, Anna and Boston. They are working on a project that is so crucially important right now during this election season, the Maine Youth Political Portal. Hey, Anna. Hey, Boston. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
Why don't you introduce yourselves a little bit more? Anna, why don't you start? Tell us everything, where you go to school, how old you are, all of that good stuff. Then we'll kick it to Boston, and then you guys can tell us all about this really important work.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. My name is Anna Siegel. My pronouns are she, her. I'm 18 years old, and I'm a freshman at Cornell University, but I'm from Portland, Maine.
Amazing. How about you, Boston?
Yes, thank you. My name is Boston. I'm 17, going on 18 soon. Studying at Wentworth Institute of Technology in Boston, and I'm from Saco, Maine.
Amazing. Okay, start from the very beginning here, Anna. Tell us everything about the Maine Youth Political Portal, which, as I understand it, is a program of the Maine Youth Action Program. So that's a lot of words. Tell us everything. How did this get started, and what's it all about?
Absolutely. So Boston's brother and I co-founded an organization called Maine Youth Action. And the goal of the organization was to empower youth to create climate justice solutions in the state of Maine through grassroots advocacy work and climate policy. And I am now phased out of my role as advocacy director, but I'm still associated with the Maine Political Portal project. And so the Maine Political Portal, the goal is to create a website that teaches young Mainers how to run for office. So a resource that is made for young Mainers by young Mainers to make sure that us youth have the tools necessary to get involved with politics. And running for office can seem scary. Even if you're not sure if you want to run for office, you could use it to help with your AP US history class. You could use it to learn more for AP Gov. You could use it just to get an idea of what the process looks like. It could be for civic education. Maybe you want to be a campaign manager. Maybe your parents are running for town council and they want you to help them out. So it can be used for a lot of different reasons. But how it started is that in 2020, I was sitting around with not a lot to do except stress and think about Maine's aging state. And Cole and I were doing some analysis of climate policy in Maine and really talking about how the majority of our wins were done by younger legislators. So younger folks on town council, youth on school board, the folks in the Maine House and Senate who are younger. But that's a little bit rare because Maine is not only an old state, it's an aging state. Our average, you know, age of the population is getting older, even though there's efforts to combat that, such UMaine, the University of Maine system, has great programs to like retain young Mainers. And so we were talking about how do we make politics more accessible for youth, not just with lobbying and legislation, because that's another part of Maine Youth Action, is we get folks involved with policy writing and passing it, but actually to be politicians. And so the original idea was that we would create a training program for youth. An actual like in-person training program where you'd meet regularly, you'd have like a whole like curriculum and like a textbook. It would be like a class. And I created this whole proposal called Durago Fellows. I bounced it off the group. Boston, what did you think when I proposed Durago Fellows?
It was a rough draft of an idea.
That is true. That is very true. I had a one pager. It was very polished and I was so excited about it. And I had nothing beyond that. And then I spoke with some great mentors. So some young politicians in Maine, such as former state senator Chloe Maxman. I also spoke with some other folks who I had met at like leadership conferences in the past, such as David Hogg, who was one of the leaders of March for Our Lives, and also just started a new PAC to support young people in politics. And a lot of the feedback that I received was that the issue is not that these programs don't exist. Like Run for Something exists, Emily's List exists, and they will train young people. The issue is that young people do not have the time or money or mental energy or desire to do something that's sort of like a class, or they can't go in person to a workshop. And so what we figured out, I mean, my dreams were so crushed, right? I was so excited to do this program.
Gonna change the whole world, right?
Yeah. But what I learned from all these great people was that it's not that there isn't a need for young people in politics. It's that we weren't addressing the need the right way. And that's where sort of we came together as a team and we talked about the Maine Youth Political Portal, which is an online dynamic resource, completely free, completely accessible, nonpartisan, easy to use, that anyone could get from anywhere. But it's more than just a website because it links people to mentors. There's direct contact information for young, politically savvy people in Maine, whether that's people who were politicians, are politicians, or just work in the like civic world. And I've kind of been calling it like Democracy Khan Academy, but I think that sort of dumbs it down too much. But my goal also is I hope it becomes more than a website. I think it's already more than just a website. I think it extends beyond itself. But hopefully in the future, there's so many possibilities. Could it be touring workshops around the state of Maine? Could other states replicate the website? Could we have Arizona youth?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it's the Maine youth action, but it could be New Hampshire youth action or Massachusetts or Rhode Island, right? Like this could be replicated in every state.
Yeah. And the reason why it's state specific is that Maine has honestly some very funky civic and electoral laws. They're good laws. They help keep our democracy intact. Like we have very strong election laws, but they could be confusing. For example, we have the Maine Clean Elections Act, which helps keep money out of politics. Excellent initiative. So glad it exists. Wonderful groundwork and activism done before my time as an activist. But there's some paperwork there and there's some bureaucracy. How do you file as a clean elections candidate? What does that mean? That's not something you have to do in other states. We also have ranked choice voting. You know, what does that mean? How does that work? And you may learn about ranked choice voting in a high school civics class because it's only on the local level. So that's one of the reasons it's Maine specific. I also believe in the power of local narrative. I think that if you want to run for office in Maine, you have to understand what Mainers want. And that's part of it too, is how do you build a policy platform? You're doing that in a very specific area. But I could go on about this all day.
But tell us, you know, so Boston, tell us from a practical standpoint, the website and the Instagram and the other social media. So do you have articles that are there posted? Is there a curriculum? You mentioned, Anna mentioned hooking people up with mentors. Like it sounds like a really wonderful platform, but how exactly is the information sort of disseminated?
That was basically my role in the project, turning this idea of a comprehensive resource for young Mainers to learn about to gain civic education and learn about how they can run for office and how campaigns work and being able to network and having those resources available and turning that idea into a tangible online resource. And that was also one of the big obstacles too. No one on Maine Youth Action's team has experience with developing a website from the ground up. So we did have to consult some outside resources and try to figure out what is the best way to execute this that will be respectful of time and be cost effective as well. So we came to this website that needed to keep a few principles in mind. We respect that a lot of young people have family responsibilities, education, work, and whatever else they may be doing. They're busy people. So one of the staples of the Maine Youth Political Portal was making a resource that was free, low commitment, and could follow you anywhere. So one of the core design principles of the website was to be able to be usable on a mobile phone and not lose any of the design and functionality when carrying that over. So we kept that in mind throughout our process of designing the resource. And the result is a polished website that is able to be taken on the go or studied at home. And it is low commitment as well. You can open up this website and close it within the same hour, unlike a lot of curriculums that might teach young people how they can run for office. I would like to refer to the Maine Youth Political Portal as a launch pad for young Mainers to get their campaigns, their electoral campaigns. Yeah.
So, of course, the first question that I have after hearing this, which is totally amazing, and wow, I really commend you for having this idea and then actually putting it into practice and making something tangible out of it. I think a lot of young people come up with wonderful ideas, but then they don't necessarily know how to see it through. So, Anna, you mentioned mentors. That's incredible. How did you find those mentors? How did you connect with them? How did you get them to pay attention to you? You know, one of the things that I hear from a lot of young change makers is that older people who are out there doing the work don't necessarily want to give you a seat at the table or pay attention to you, which is, you know, they do that at their own peril, right? Because you guys are the future and they should be listening to you. But how did you identify those mentors and hook them into this work? And then, of course, I'm sort of curious, have you had anybody learn from this work and actually is out there running for office?
Yeah, so the website, in terms of anyone actually running for office yet, the website hasn't launched yet. So that's why this is so exciting. And that's why this is such a great time to be talking with you. Our launch date is October 11th, which is super exciting and coming right up around the corner. And Boston has done an excellent job creating and implementing a promotional plan. The way the mentors really came from is from the network that Maine Youth Action and Maine's client movement overall has cultivated. Maine Youth Action is a member organization of a group called Maine Youth for Climate Justice, which is a coalition of like all the youth groups that hold different niches in the movement. And so these networks have been fantastic because it's how we connect with other folks who are willing to promote our work. It's how we find really amazing adults who are willing to invest time in sort of guiding us.
What's the goal here? Like, do you kind of envision this wave of young people running for office, you know, various types of offices, you know, across Maine over the next few years that have been sort of spurred on or empowered by this platform?
I mean, that's really the hope. That's really the goal. And I think that's where some of it extending beyond a website comes in. And it's because it's also civic education as well. If this could get this could, you know, we're not an electoral organization, we're not a get out of the vote organization, but if we take the show on the road, so to speak, and sort of go around to different high schools, that could drive interest in registering to vote, that could drive people to know more about politics. I mean, a lot of folks don't really conceptualize government or public policy or political science as career options as well. So if you're just wanting to learn more about how this works, and really civic education has declined in the United States, which I think is really a shame, but there's so much competing for a school administration's attention. You know, there's a lot of, you know, these are classes we should have, these are classes we shouldn't have. That's a big debate that it does get political, you know, when it gets to things like, how do we teach history of the United States? And so I think that calls for better and increased civic education have kind of gotten buried under other stuff. And so other sources have to step in. But I think what's really key about it too, is it's up and down the ballot. It's not just about a legislature. It's not just about being, you know, a state senator, because we find that in Maine, we tend to have, at least in my time as an organizer, there's been pretty climate friendly state administrations in terms of House and Senate. And then, but really on the town council and like school board level is where things get a little bit different, because people don't tend to vote on party lines in that way. They tend to vote on like their friend's dad who they know,
or the guy personal,
who,
right?
Yeah, the guy who's lived in town for 15 years. And that's how you can end up having really discordant politics. For example, school boards banning books because of LGBTQ representation, but you live in a state where those people will have rights protected. So you're like, how did this happen on a local level? And that's why we need young people represented on every level of government, and why we want to emphasize on the website at joining your town's subcommittee on tree planting is still as just as powerful. And it goes back to local narrative as well. You know, if you don't feel like you're personally comfortable representing a whole district, you still have a stakeholdership and voice in your local area, in your town.
Absolutely. Boston, can you tell us the name of the website, social media handles, all of that good stuff so people can see it once it's launched on October 11th?
Yep. It's going to be at mainyouthpoliticalportal.org. And any sort of updates on the happenings of that site can be found at our Instagram at Maine Youth Action.
At Maine Youth Action. Awesome. I'm going to put all of that in the show notes. Anna, Boston, thank you so much. I'm sure you're super excited and you know, just to start a new school year, but to also have this wonderful project to kind of come to fruition. It's a lot going on. So I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today.
Absolutely. October 11th.
Yay.
Absolutely. And speaking of taking the time and collaboration, just want to shout out all the folks who've helped work on this over the time. It's been college students and post-college and high schoolers and adults who have, especially folks who help build the curriculum itself. Lots and lots and lots of volunteers, basically just compiling information, doing the work that now so many young people don't have to do, which is trawling through the internet and trying to find understandable, digestible information. And so that was probably a dozen different volunteers. And then, people actually, formerly part of the team, like Isabel Rogers, our creative lead, Cashville Wilcox, who's been the main political portal intern, Scarlett LeBay Watson, who is one of the lead researchers for the curriculum, just so many great folks.
And, you know, you raised a good point there that they did all of this work to make sure that this was true and trustworthy, right? That this was reliable information. Because as you know, there's just a lot of garbage on the internet, right? So, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Maine Youth Portal, politicalportal.org, is the sort of resource, the most legitimate resource for young people to learn about politics in the state of Maine? I mean, you guys could really be the gold standard of that.
Yeah. And if you live in Arizona, California, Oregon, Washington, and this sounds cool, let us know, because that would really be my dream is, can we turn this into a replicable, successful model that can be scaled to other areas, but also kept state specific to keep it powerful for that local narrative? Reach out to us anytime.
That is a really great dream, and I'm sure that it's going to come true. Anna, Boston, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. This has been really interesting and really, really important, especially this year.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others. And always, be kind.